Praise be Jesus and Mary. Brothers and sisters, we've entered into a new liturgical year. And with Advent, the liturgical atmosphere, through its hymns, through the prayers, through even the liturgical color, all immerse us into a very specific liturgical atmosphere in preparation for the coming of Christ. And it does this in a twofold sense, because the coming of Christ has a twofold sense. The season of Advent is a season to prepare for Christmas, when we remember the first coming of Christ. But it is also a season when that remembrance of the first coming of Christ also directs our minds and our hearts to await Christ's second coming at the end of time. Adventus means coming, and Christ came in his first coming, and he will come at the end of time. Pope Francis, in his encyclical Lumen Fidei, uses a very interesting expression to describe the faith. He calls it memoria futuri, the remembrance of the future. It looks backwards, but it also looks forwards. And in Advent, this is exactly what we do. In the liturgy, we look at the past, at the first coming of Christ, and we also look to the future, to his second coming at the end of time. And in the liturgy, both past and future come together to shape our present moment now. And it does this all through Our Lady. Benedict XVI, when he was still cardinal, said something very, very beautiful. He said that Advent is a Marian season, because it is the season in which Mary made room in her womb for the world's Redeemer. And it is the season where she bore the hope of humanity. And then he says this: to celebrate Advent means to become Marian. Beautiful. To celebrate Advent means to become Marian. And we do this in a twofold sense as well. We remember Christ's first coming by drawing from her memories. St. Luke tells us that she meditated all these things in her heart. We draw from her memories. St. John Paul II would say that Our Lady's remembrance has to be understood in a biblical sense. And the Hebrew word for remember is zakar, which really means making God's works in history, in the history of salvation, present now. And this is what we do in the liturgy. And it has a Marian character. And she also directs our minds and hearts, preparing us for the second coming of Christ. John Paul II says that Our Lady constantly presents the mysteries of her Son to all the faithful with the desire that their saving power release and transform her children now. Advent is a Marian season, and to celebrate Advent means to become Marian. So as we begin this new liturgical year and we enter into Advent, let us enter into the Immaculate Heart of Mary and immerse ourselves in her memories, allowing ourselves to be shaped by her maternal mediation so that we can be like her, prepared for the coming of her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be Jesus and Mary.